This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hello, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. There's no special May celebration. I've been getting so used to those that I was waiting for, May the 6th.
Don't look at me like that. I got nothing for you. Stop it.
May the 6th.
No.
7th, 8th, you.
No, nothing.
7, 8, 9.
Did you guys, party it up, party down, party up, whatever they do
We
now?
Didn't. Johnny Mosley came over yesterday. We did our first in-studio podcast oh my goodness, you okay? Don't worry. Yeah, everything was fine, Vinny.
It's just a coffee thing. Go on. I'm listening.
So he comes into the studio for the first time in over a year, and we sat down, and we was actually, we didn't know if we should look at each other or not, because we both have our Zoom things in front of us, because, of course, Bryn is on a Zoom, so we each have our own screen.
But
then it was we'd look at each other and shyly look away. Like, we haven't made eye contact or had physical contact of any kind in over a year. So it was weird and wonderful, and we said, it's Cinco de Mayo, should we have shots? And of course, Bryn was all for it. He's like, yeah, you guys, we should have shots. Oh, and then Johnny mixed it.
I was like, yeah, we should have shots.
Yeah, that's how we get rage at all.
Okay. So you're saying Mosley canned it?
Yeah, he said no. He had stuff to do.
Yes and then no. He's like, yeah, let's do it. I don't know.
I was like, oh, real? All right. I'll go. I mean, I'll do a shot of tequila, whatever. I could use a nap in an hour. But then he said no. He has stuff to do yesterday. And, he's so busy doing all his Olympic stuff.
Like?
Nothing. I don't know what he had planned. But he did say that he couldn't because he had to. Because, listen, here's the thing with Johnny. Like so many people, you can't just stop at one. Like, I mean, Johnny's the guy who he's either all in or he doesn't want to play.
With booze, you mean?
With booze. Mm-hmm. And with everything in his life, I'm either going to completely do that and crush it or I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. Although, I didn't realize he used to have a bar, Mosley's.
I didn't know it was a used to already, but
The pandemic came and it was already, it was struggling, and then the pandemic came and they decided to not do it anymore.
Upon his big announcement, I went, I hope he is only there in name. Ooh.
Yeah,
and that's not the pandemic. That's just restaurants and bars.
And that was the deal. Like they took his name and he was going to make appearances. And every time I saw him there, he was trying to win. As I said, he doesn't do anything halfway, And we had some great times with him there, and there's some fond memories, and we even have some memorabilia from the bar here at the house, a shot ski, with the, it says Mosley's on it, has five holes drilled in it so five people can do a shot at the same time. It's a shot ski.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it?
It's hard.
It is hard. It's hard not to get it down the front of you because everybody's got to get their mouth on it.
And you got to be in sync. And so it's just, it just spills.
It's really just what drunk people do to pour liquor on themselves.
Yeah. And then just get the crowd going.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah.
So we've got that and we've some junk from his place. But they used to have their own softball team, the Mosley's Mayhem.
The bar did.
the bar sponsored the team, you know, bought the jerseys, did the paid the fees, you know, whatever for their team
to
go.
Mosley's Mayhem.
Mosley's Mayhem. So now they're just the Mayhem, and I guess they're looking for a sponsor. Or they pay for themselves, you know, whatever. But his team played my husband's team on Tuesday night, and there were some, I mean, my husband's team thrashed them.
Oh, good.
Well, sure. I mean, great for John, right? It's got to feel pretty good.
Well, John wants to win stuff, too. I mean, mostly he won the Olympics, for Christ's sakes.
Right.
He can
Hasn't
lose
he won
at softball.
Enough? Can he lose something else?
Yeah.
So, of course, there's some ribbing going on with that. And then I hadn't even known that Johnny was still playing softball. So they're sitting there sort of going back and forth. And John has given him just a rash there was some like fly foul ball that was just, it just was never going to make it. And John was in his head screaming, let it go, let it go. Don't, Johnny, don't. But Johnny's got to, he can't do anything halfway. So he's tearing after this ball. Trying to catch it.
Right.
You know, just a pop fly, just a foul ball, though, you know, it was already, and it was just so far away from him. He just runs after it. He gives it everything he got. And then he gets his glove out, and it just right by the tip of his glove. He says, I felt a piece of it. And he's thrown himself at the ball, and he also threw something out and has pulled something somewhere. Like, it's so funny watching, because this guy's, you know, he's an athlete, and he can't stop himself from trying 100%. And he comes limping up to this house every time he
He'll learn to stop himself. Trust me. You learn. You start to go, you know what? I'm tired of being hurt. I'm hurt too much. I'm going to do the stuff I can do safely. I definitely am careful.
That's us normal
more
people, you know?
How old is he now?
He's got to be pushing 50. 49, I'll say. How old is he, Vinny? Like, how old was he when
I don't,
we were...
I don't know. He was a lot younger than us, I thought. I thought he was at least 4 years younger than
45.
Us when we met him.
Oh, he's only 45?
Yeah. I think.
God, that guy's young. I mean,
do you actually know his birthday, Sarah? Like, the day?
Oh. No, I don't. Oh. I think it's in like September or something, because one time we skied down Fillmore Street, or, and by we, I mean people.
It's August.
That. Oh, it's August. Okay. So I think it was September that we.
No, that's
the,
just what the internet is telling me. Mm.
Anyway, I'm sorry that he's hurt. So that he was hurt yesterday is what you're saying.
Well, he didn't seem more hurt than the other days that he showed. He's always limping over here. He's always he crushes himself constantly. He can't do it halfway. So anyway, the long and short of this story is that, you know, I got to hang out with Brent all day. So that's always fun. And Johnny Mosley came over and I hugged him. He's like, give me a hug. I'm like, okay. It's like the old days. It was weird.
Did he push back from you and say, are you wearing a bra?
No,
no,
he didn't.
Did you do a side hug?
A little bit. He was filming. He was actually. Okay. I posted
I saw that
it
video.
Up on. Yeah.
Oh,
so
it's
as
on
he comes
video.
In, as he comes in the door, well, he's, you know, you can't see the hug because he's got the video and he's filming as he comes in, and he's give me a hug. I give him a hug, and you can hear me patting his back. Oh, you know.
So I guess a better way to word what I had just said is, so when Johnny Mosley's coming over, do you change? Do you like, you know?
I put on jeans.
Yeah, she's wearing
you,
jeans.
Oh, you did?
I
oh,
put on
okay.
Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
Because
so the pajama thing is out.
He has seen, no, not always. Like today, yesterday was, because I knew we were going to sit in the same room near each other and he was going to be looking over and I was going to be in my pajamas the whole time.
Right.
Like these things, they just, this whole look, you know, the booties and the whole, it's a little sleepy.
You got a red gold thing going on there, which is a color combination I love, but it is. It is,
but look at even
striking.
Even, there's a and little, blue there's the a middle. Little goldenrod thread going through my blue checkered.
Oh, you mean you match? Is
that
what you're saying?
I am super matchy, and I got, you know, I mean, I'm fully color coordinated in my pajamas.
Good for you.
I put this ensemble together with a lot of thought.
All right. We got the clip of the day. Yeah,
I was just thinking that, Brent.
Showing off.
This is the clip of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a visual bit, right?
Because I don't coordinate my pajamas.
Bit, that's when we try to.
Yeah, I actually don't coordinate my pajamas either. I just happened to notice that. I was like, oh, this looks super matchy. So the thing is that when I don't care when he's out in the, I don't really see him when he's out in the little snug out there. So I don't care if I have pajamas on. This is all he sees, the same thing you guys see in the Zoom, but I was going to sit near him. It was weird, though. He's like, should I look at you? I go, yeah, let's just do it like we, you know, like we used to in, like, the studio. Just, and we had to, like, talk it out, how much eye contact we were allowed to have with each other. It was.
What?
I think that's one of the things we're going to have to get used to is I'm just really used to looking at people through Zoom. You know?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I see my brother and my sister and my lady, and I look at people in the eyes. I do, especially during COVID times because I can't see anything else, you know?
Yeah, I do too. And I, you know, that's one of the things, it's cool. We do the show on Zoom and there's huge benefits. I mean, let's be serious. I'm not driving 125 miles a day. I am stoked.
Yeah.
that is a bright spot in my life right now. But you know, Zoom is it's useful. Mm-hmm. But like the other day when Scott came on, he's like, I see the top of Vinny's head. Well, I'm listening to you the whole time, Holmes. Yeah. I don't need to look at you through Zoom to be part of the show. So it's, I don't look at it as much as you do. I think you rely on it more.
I do. You know? I definitely do. Well, I want to see what you're doing, and I like to, you know. Plus, I like to check myself out. You know,
we see that quite a bit for sure. But as far as being in a room with someone, I prefer that absolutely. And just in general, making eye contact is a happy.
There you go, Bryn.
Oh, it's Bryn fixing his hair too.
Yeah.
I noticed
that's what Hooman does the entire conversation for any conversation.
He's like, if it's on FaceTime
or on Zoom, yeah, he's just. Like checking himself out as he's talking. Yeah.
Even as he's talking, he's looking at like, oh, maybe I should get this looked at. That's a little spot there that I don't know, man.
Yeah, I really have to look at myself, like make a point to look at myself just to see that the shot's like I'm in the middle of the shot, but I don't even look at myself. Right now, I'm looking at Sarah.
It's hard not to. You know what's funny is I sometimes look at myself when I'm talking. Like I'm looking at the person who's talking on the Zoom, and it's so if like when you were talking, apparently Bryn was doing something. I missed that because I'm looking at you talking. Now I'm looking at me talking. And then I see Nicole smiling, so I'm looking at Nicole. Like it's weird because it's like it's a mirror, you know, in its own way. So you look at yourself and you're just another person in the squares. You're like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's me. Okay, I guess I know what's happening there. The other nice thing about being on Zoom is that like no one can tell what you're doing with your hands. Like right now, I could be doing anything with my hands. You don't know.
Oh,
what
does that mean?
It means you don't know. Yeah, I know when you put that face on, you weirdo. That's the clip of the day right there. What the hell is that?
What are you talking about, Sarah?
I don't know. I can't tell what you're doing with your hands.
Hey, Vinny, have you ever walked into the bathroom and caught Hooman like staring at himself in the mirror, like with like the side pose?
Of course, yes. I worked with Hooman for a long time. I've seen all of Hooman's stuff. I mean, not that thing, but you know what I mean. All his weirdness, I've seen it. There isn't any that I've missed,
so
believe
funny,
me.
Man. I'm sure everybody in the building has seen that because he just stands there for minutes, 4 or 5 minutes at a time.
Well, he's so good looking. Just, I mean, if you were Hooman, you'd stare in the mirror too.
Do I really look that good? No, this mirror's got to be like a clown circus.
And then after, you know, going, using the restroom, spending, and you know, too much time staring at himself. All that time, he walks out without washing his hands. Like that, then he just leaves.
His hands are so soft and supple. He wouldn't want to dry them out by washing them.
Exactly.
Whatever you say, okay. You say.
Maybe he already washed them and he was just waiting for them to dry while he looked in the mirror. Ben.
No,
like let's go with that, just so that we can hope that
you go with that.
Hope that he actually that he did it. It's like for all his weirdnesses, though, I do miss Hooman. Like I was always surprised by just like. There was always some moment during the day where he would say something where you went, wait, what? Why?
You know, I would say I agree. Like, Hooman had a talent. I'm not sure he knew what it was, but there was certainly...
It was different from what
there
he
were certainly
it was,
times where I'd go, that was a home... That dude just hit a home freaking run.
Yeah.
But so many times, especially towards the end, he wasn't there at all. Like,
well,
just
he was laying
gone.
He was laying on the ground.
Just gone. Just, you know, I'm what? I'm just
hard.
Here. What?
A football injury.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go? No. Oh, right. Sorry to have asked you to do something. Never mind. Right.
I used to wrap Tom Brady's ankles, all right? Chill out. Come on, guys. Get off me.
Yeah. Well, look, whatever. I guess if you've got the option to not get up at 4 in the morning and you know, you're not living and breathing for it, then you can't really blame someone. Like, I mean, I don't know what
I'm happy
I'd do.
For him.
I don't know what I'd do without this show. And
his church life must
know.
Be very fulfilling for him.
Very rich, it must be. I mean, he's really into that the whole God thing. And mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to Uganda. He's leaving next week. He's going to go. He's on a mission to bring Christianity to the people of Uganda. Mm. Yes. I guess. I don't know. And the crazy thing is he'll take every vaccination you need to get to go to Uganda, but he's hesitant to get the COVID back.
So that means he's not going then.
No, he is going. So, I mean, does that mean he's got to go get like a Johnson & Johnson?
That's what I heard.
Or maybe it's not required. I don't know. A negative test? Maybe that's all it takes to get on the plane. I don't know how he can do it without getting the vaccination.
Traveled. I can't speak to it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He knows. We don't know.
Yeah,
he's
you know
been
what?
Everywhere.
That,
he's been traveling
exactly.
the whole time.
He knows exactly what he needs to do whatever. Great. He never stopped. The world didn't change for him.
Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
It got emptier, and so he moved to the suburbs.
He moved home with his mom. Because he was lonely, because no one would hang out with him, because we were all like, no, man, there's, you know. Plus, a guy like that is the last person you want to hang out with, because it didn't stop. And he is going everywhere. Oh, human. Anyway, look at the time. It's 6:01. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan, for the reminder. It's May. It's all these things and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.